cap going. The room opens. The room opens. It's on one of the tables out there. Okay, great. All right, let's go ahead and begin today. Good to be in the house of the Lord today, amen. One more time, amen. All right. Sunday we'll be talking about the Lord's Supper, going through the Old Testament and looking at it in the tabernacle, the showbread, and we're going to bring it all right down to Hebrews, and we're going to tie it into grace and truth and to type while we do it on the first day of the week, amen, so we can have a better understanding of the commemoration of the death, burial, and the resurrection. And like that lesson last Lord's Day, that one sheet, if you walk through Matthew through Revelation with anybody as to why we don't use instruments and, you know, and go through it verse by verse and ask that one question, what do you see? Sing, play, or do you see both? That would be a good way to get people to think. I did get a call the other day, yesterday, from someone on our email list that asked to be taken off the list, and they said that we were too judgmental, and they would appreciate it. They do not receive any more email from us, and I said, well, you have that right. And I asked, well, could we talk about it? They said, no, we don't want to talk about it. Just please do not send no more email to me. So I said, all right. Well, you know, God, we're sharper than a two-edged sword, amen. So when they make remarks like that, you know the word been validated, amen. The word of God been validated, amen. And that's what the word of God is supposed to do, amen. It's supposed to prick, amen. It's supposed to convict, it's supposed to convert, amen. So we just hope and pray. But we're going to continue to pray for that gentleman, and we're going to continue to pray that all may go well as we strive to do the Lord's will. Again, singing with the Spirit and sing with the understanding, and we make melody in our hearts to the Lord, that we may teach and admonish, that we may have joy. And I hope you know what I'm saying now when I go through that phraseology of Scripture as to why, the reason why we do sing and make melody in our heart to the Lord. Okay, let's go ahead and begin. We spent a whole class last time talking about Judas. And I think we have an understanding of that. But verse 3, Jesus knows, we need to know. Amen. Did y'all hear what I just said? If Jesus knows, we need to know. 1 John 5:13, that the Father had given all things into his hands. By that, will you please write Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 3. Also, over the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 10, he talks about the manifold wisdom of God. In verse number 1, if you're there, he talked about blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him, in Jesus, before the foundation of the world, see, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children, by that right, Romans 8, 16 and 17, by Jesus Christ, that is, that we are heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. And then Ephesians 3, 10, he talks about that concept over here in 3:10. When he talks about Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 10, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according, this is a phrase right here, according to the eternal purpose. See, purpose, will, and intent is the same thing, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, same thing that Jesus saying here in verse 3, that Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands. See, that's proof to know that Jesus came with a mission in mind, amen. Then in Luke 19:10, to seek and save that which was lost. See, and that he was come from God and he went to God. See, he came from God and he's going back to God, Ephesians 1:22-23, to be the head of the church. These are identifying marks, brethren, to let us know. See, same way Jesus knows, to let us know that Jesus came. See, he came, it was preordained, it was predestined. See, it happened for the manifold wisdom of God that we should know. See, I wish everybody knew that. That we should know that through Jesus Christ, amen, and his will, God's manifold wisdom has been revealed. See, that's the reason why I know. You know, some people even doubt or even say that they are saved in other churches. But how can you say that when something comes from God and then going to go back to God that was preordained for God in relation to his will and his intent? And that's the reason why, brother, I wish we could understand that we all need to speak the same thing and build the same mind, because when we divert or when we pervert the gospel, we lose the blessings that God intended for us to have. See, so verse 4 says, he rises up from the supper, coming to the Passover supper, and laid aside his garment, and he took a towel and girded himself, and after that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. Not just Peter's feet, we're going to see, but the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then coming he to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, dost thou now wash my feet? Now hold your spot right there. I'm going to go back and make a point in Matthew 16. Matthew chapter 16, when Jesus made that proclamation upon this rock, I will build my church. Matthew 16, and beginning in 16, I want to tie that in to Peter standing up on their Pentecost and preaching the gospel sermon, the first gospel sermon, that is, when the 3,000 people asked that question, what must I do to be saved? Well, in Matthew 16:16, and Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed unto me, but my Father which is in heaven. And I said unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And I will give thee the keys of the kingdom, talking about Peter, keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth, thou shalt bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth, shall he loose in heaven. See, in relationship to the chronological events that happen in relationship to the church being established and the format that Jesus used even here, from washing his disciples' feet to Peter's feet, and we're going to see that to teach Peter humility in order to accept the will of God. Now, Peter's not going to understand. See, and the reason why he's not going to understand, because the same way we don't understand, when James 4:7 says, we have to submit, we have to resist, we have to draw in order to humble, in order to be exalted. And Peter at this point in his spirituality still has not grasped the concept of a spiritual institution being established. And the reason why he hadn't grasped that, because he hadn't received the miraculous and dwelling Holy Spirit that Jesus talked about in Matthew 3:11, where he said, some of you are going to be baptized with water, or some of you are going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. See, that's the human side of Peter. But what he's doing now, through the washing of the feet, the washing, he's trying to show them that in order for me to use you, in order for you to be exalted, well, number one, you got to be humble. And that's the same lesson that you and I need to learn. See, you're not going to accept God's word until you are humble to receive it. See, until you submit. Until you resist the devil. Draw nigh to God. So he can humble you, so he can exalt you up. You understand what I'm saying? See, this act of washing the disciples' feet was not something, well, it was more tradition still back then, because you got to remember they wore sandals It was a dusty ground. They walked everywhere. It ain't like us today, got cars. We ride around with four-pack socks on. They walked around with no socks on. So their feet got dirty all the time. So it was an act of tradition too. But more than that, he was trying to teach them that you got to be humble in order for me to use you, in order for you to be glorified. And the antitype would be the same thing for me and you. See, everybody want to do God's will. Everybody want to do God's purpose. But you can't do God's purpose until God use you. That is, God has to prepare you for his word to work in your life. And when you're not submissive to his will, you don't submit to his will and resist the devil and draw, well, you're not going to be humble. Same way with Peter. We're going to see in a minute. Peter did not understand. You know why he didn't understand? Because, see, he hadn't grasped that far spiritually. And that's where a lot of people are. A lot of people come to church, right? A lot of people say they're worshiping God in spirit and in truth. But a lot of people don't understand. Their mindset had not been transformed, what John 4:24 is saying. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit. Your attitude got to be right in order for truth to work. Well, what's the attitude? It's submission. Totally submission. He says, I'm a jealous God. If I can't have all of you, I don't want none of you. He wants us 110%. The only way you're going to do that, you got to resist the devil in order to draw. See, if you don't resist, you can't pray right. You can't sing right. The Lord's Supper, you can't study right. You can't give right. See, worship is in vain, Matthew 15:9. Amen? See, it's ignorant. Am I right? See, it's ignorant. It's unknown. See? Because, see, submission causes one to be humble. And that's what Jesus was doing. Jesus was preparing Peter because he said, based on your confession that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, he said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. See? But he just couldn't give it to them, amen, without them having proper understanding. Same thing. See, he just can't give us if we don't comply. Amen? See, at a time God winked at ignorance, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent. Why? Because the price was just too high. Amen? See, and that's the point. You see the analogy that I'm trying to make? They need to be humble here in order for God to be using them, and we have to be humble too. Because if we're not humble, if we don't submit, well, God's word, this ain't going to work. I don't care how much you talk about it. I don't care how much you say you love Jesus. I don't care how much you want it. But see, if sin is in your life, if you don't totally submit and understand what is the will of God, it ain't going to work. It's just not going to work. Why do you think he gave you grace? Grace ain't nothing but unmerited favor. We really don't deserve to be here, amen. But by God's grace, he gives us mercy, amen. Based on what I've done in my life, I can't speak of your life. Based on what I know, what I have done on my life, guess what, folks? I deserve to go to hell. I do. Because I ain't been too good, but by God's grace, amen. And guess what? He ain't through with me yet. For we all have sinned, amen. And fallen short of the glory of God, amen. We are not out the woods yet. Amen. That's mercy, amen. But you got to be willing to be able to submit. But see, he could not submit because, see, he didn't have that mindset. And I'm going to show you. Because look what it says here. Let's continue to read. It says here, verse 6. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? See, he still don't understand. And Jesus answered and said to him, what? I do thou knowest not now? Underline that. See, he knew not now. He didn't know what Jesus, man, these men had been with Jesus for 3 years. Slept with him, ate with him, heard him preach. Ain't no telling how many miracles they saw him done. But they still did not comprehend. He said, he knoweth not now, but thou shalt know, underline that, hereafter. See, thou shalt know hereafter. Go to Matthew 3:11. See, that's the reason why I know God's word is right, amen. See, Matthew 3:11, see, this is the first prophecy about it in under grace and truth. He said here, he said in 3:11, he said, I need baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that, John said, John the Baptist talking, right? He said, but he that cometh after me, talking about Jesus, right? See, right, Malachi 3, 10, 11, right there. See, this is a prophecy that Malachi makes about John the Baptist being a what? A forerunner of Jesus Christ, right? To prepare the way for Jesus, right? Matter of fact, they was cousins, wasn't it? I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. See, that baptism here was a baptism of preparatory. It was not a baptism of Mark 16:16. There was a baptism unto repentance. See, this was a baptism in preparation for the Jew. Hold your spot right there. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. Go to Acts. I want to show you what I'm talking about. And then we'll go back. So we should know this here. Acts chapter. Acts 19. People say, well, I've been baptized. Any baptism would do? No, I won't. If any baptism would do, why did this baptism do? Amen. See, John's baptism was a baptism of preparation to prepare the Jews for the coming what? Messiah. Because the book of Matthew was written to a Jewish audience, right? Am I right? See, so in the book of Matthew, he's talking primarily to what? Jews, am I right? So when you read here, it came to pass that while Paul was at Corinth, Paul had passed through the coast of upper coast and came to Ephesus and found certain disciples. And he said to them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there be a Holy Ghost. And he said to them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Amen. And then said Paul, John barely baptized with the baptism of all repentance. Right, Matthew 3:11 there. See? Saying unto the people that they should believe on him, that's Jesus, right? Which should come after him, John the Baptist, right? That is on Christ Jesus. What do that tell you? Come on, man. What do that tell you? If he said here, he said it. I want to read it one more time. And he said, follow with me, unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John barely baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, underline that word him, and put Jesus, right? Which should come after him, which is John the Baptist, right? That is on Christ Jesus. Y'all see what he's saying here? Say, John came, John baptized with a baptism of preparation unto repentance. But that baptism was no good because it wasn't John we were to believe in, but we were to look unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of your faith. Now, if John baptism wasn't no good, how in the world are baptism going to work? Amen? How is any other baptism going to work other than the baptism of Jesus? Right? Now, Ephesians 4:3 said that we must endeavor to keep the unity of spirit and the bond of peace. And then he used that phrase, that one word, baptism. Right? Now, the Bible talks of several baptisms. Right? Matthew 3:11 talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, right? He talked about John's baptism, right? He talked about the baptism of fire, am I right? And then we know Jesus has a baptism, what? Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Oh, Jimmy Swagger got on TV one day. He said, I've been baptized in all of them. That means he done went to hell and came back. Because the baptism of fire was a baptism of Luke 16, right? When that man died and went to hell, he was baptized in fire. Am I right? When you don't submit and I don't submit, right? If you don't resist, if I don't resist, if you don't draw, if I don't draw and be humble, you know, to be lifted up, we're going to be baptized with fire too. Amen. Am I right? See, that's the reason why. See, why didn't they not just say, well, John baptized you, that'll be good enough. He's the cousin of Jesus. Am I right? John had a lot of followers, amen. It was still some running around here in Acts 19, am I right? Well, after the establishment of the church. But see, they had to teach them the more perfect way because that baptism wasn't no good. Because Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. I've had people come to me, been in church 25, 30 years, say, Brother Lyle, I want to get baptized again. I said, why? They said, I wasn't sure. I'd rather be saved than sorry. But guess what? You ain't going to die but one time, right? And you want to make sure that baptism is right, but that baptism adds you to the church. Am I right? Am I right? And it'll be a shame that you were baptized wrong and you think you're a member of the church because it was not done in accordance to Scripture and you were not a member of the church after all. Because it was not done right. Theirs had to be done right. Am I right? Y'all with me? See, because Matthew 3:11 plainly says here, and now, I indeed baptize you with water and repentance, but he that cometh unto me is mightier than I, whose shoes are not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost, underline that word Holy Ghost, and this is what you should write there. You should write Mark 9:1, Luke 24:45. See, Mark 9:1, some of you studying, should not take death, you see the kingdom come with power. Luke 24:45. And that baptism and repentance of sin shall be preached beginning in the city of Jerusalem. Go ye into Jerusalem and tarry till you be endued with power from on high. You should write John 14:26, John 15:26, 16:13. Am I right? 1 Corinthians 13. You need to write James 1:25. Because see, all this here leads up to what we are talking about here in relationship to why Peter just didn't know. He didn't know, but he told him, he said, you will know. And he did know in Acts chapter 2 when he stood up and preached the gospel, amen. But in order for him to preach the gospel, he had to be baptized with the what? Holy Ghost. Am I right? Same thing with us, amen. When you're baptized, you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, right? At that point, your body becomes a temple of the Holy Spirit, right? Am I right? 1 Corinthians 6:19, am I right? So as you desire to send something of the word, as we teach you to observe all things, see, at that point, you begin to submit, amen. Ain't you right? So the Holy Spirit can stay there, am I right? So that you can know, right? Y'all with me? You might not know now. Am I right? It's like Sunday when we preach that lesson. Amen. A lot of you might not know what I just told you about why we sing. We sing to make melody in our heart of the Lord. Am I right? We sing to teach in a month. Am I right? We sing with the Spirit. We sing with the understanding. Am I right? We sing it. Why? So we can have joy. Why? So we can worship God in spirit and in truth. Let me tell you something, brother. When you know that, you ain't going to bring no bebopping up in here. Am I right? Did you get an email I sent you the other day? Acanet, A-C-A-N-E-T, now they got a radio station called Wave One. See? What about Acapella, Church of Christ, Devil Music Exist? Amen? That's our Woodlawn on there. They groups on there. See. But the whole point I'm saying, see, Peter didn't know, did he? He said, but you will know one day. See, when did he know? When he was baptized with the Holy Ghost. Am I right? See, those people in Acts 19, if they never was baptized right, they never would have known. Because they had to be baptized right in order for the Holy Spirit to exist, right? Because see, you ain't going to get the gift of the Holy Spirit till you get in Christ Jesus, amen. Amen. Back then, it was miraculous. Back now, it's automatic. When you obey God's word, amen. When you submit, that's that key word, James 4:7, right? And then you got to keep on submitting, am I right? You got to submit every day, am I right? You got to examine every day, amen? You got to do these things every day, because the minute you lose focus, you lose it. Every time sin and you don't repent, you ain't got nothing. Am I right? You remember James 1:7? So if you're double-minded, if you're waverly, if you don't perfect, see, if you don't do all the above, see, you can't ask for nothing. Isn't that what it says? Am I right? See, he didn't know. Y'all with me? See, sometimes y'all think this stuff is a joke. But see, it breaks down everything because, see, when you violate it, you can't even worship. You can't sing. You can't do nothing. Amen. And the sad thing about it, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, you got brethren who sit around here being argumentative, quenching the spirit by simply saying, well, I don't know. You don't need to know. Just obey. Amen. Your thoughts not God's thoughts, amen. God said do it, amen. As long as you read it, amen. What you trying to rationalize? You can't ration with God. Amen. This stuff was preordained before the foundation of the world. That's what he's saying. Predestined. For he even said in the beginning. See, all this was already worked out. See, do you not know the whole Bible was inspired before the Bible, before the world even began? And then we're going to sit here and read something in God's word, and just because it don't sound right, just because it go against the norm, just because it go against tradition, something you don't want, come on. Me and Harold Coswell were talking about that yesterday. And the problem exists because we just don't speak the same thing. Because if we all spoke the same thing, where else are you going to run? You can't run nowhere else, right? And we all speaking the same thing. Where are you going to run? Right? You ain't got nowhere else to run, am I right? See? Huh? See, and that's the point that we need to understand. So he says here, go back to John 13, all right? Peter just didn't know, but he said, you will know. You will know. You will know. When will you know? He would know when God's will was done. We know that was done. Matthew 3:11, fulfillment of prophecy, what John said, that they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You know, I listen to people talk about the Holy Ghost. They just lie on him so much. They misuse him so much, don't they? See, it just don't work that way in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So, he says, verse 7, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. You know what, too? If I move on. See, tonight you might not know, right? But you can know before you leave. Am I right? See, Romans 12:2, be not conformed, right? But be transformed, right? By the renewing of your what? See, right now you can make up your mind and say, devil, loose me. Amen. See, devil, I'm not going to serve you no more. Amen. I want to submit, James 4:7. See, James 4:7, you should be able to just, see, kick it off like that. You know why? Because you do it every day, am I right? See, you pray, Lord, just let me be submissive. Devil, see, you're a lying, no good dog, amen. See, I'm going to resist you. That's where I talk to him. Amen. I call him like John 8:44, he a father lie, he a liar, amen. That's why I got to see him, amen. I don't see it no other way, am I right? And then those who are his angels, they're what they are too, right? Because that's what the Bible says, right? Y'all with me? But see, you could be here tonight and you not know, right? But you can know. How many times I repeated music? At least 3 times, right? Probably do it 2 more times, right? Have y'all picked up on it? Can you put scripture with it? I'm going to say it slow. See, can you do it? All right? Sing with the spirit. Sing with the understanding. Make melody in your heart to the Lord so it can teach and admonish you that you may have joy. Y'all got it? You wrote it down, so I need anything. You should be on got it by now, right? Huh? Hey, me taking a test today. I should have studied before I took the test. When I got home, I looked at it. I said, Dad, that's how you do it, but it's too late. What do you think about that? I hope he have mercy. It's too late now. I got home, I looked, lay across the bed. Hey, and with the YouTube, I said, I watched a 4-minute and 60-second video. I've been sitting in class 3 hours, hadn't figured it out, but 4-minute video taught me. I know I got sick wrong. But I know now. See, I don't feel bad about it. Now I know. You understand what I'm saying? See, now I know. And that's the point that we're saying. See, he didn't know, but he gonna know now. Now, do you know what I'm talking about? See, do you know what I'm talking about? See, take stuff that you hear and lead with it. Don't just hear it, lead with it. See, if everybody in Birmingham could take those 4 scriptures that I just gave you and understand what he's saying here, understand what Jesus is saying here, let me tell you what, there would not be a church with a core group, there would not be no bebopping, there wouldn't be no humming, there wouldn't be no, we'd all be singing and doing it the right way, wouldn't we? We'll be doing it. And then you just take those scriptures and understand what we talked about. Did I send you, Randy? Did I send you that email? Yeah, singing. You got it? Did you get it? The other day? Okay, I thought I saw it sent it to you. You sure? Okay. Now I sent you another one on the church. You don't got both of them? Good, okay, good. Preach it sometime, okay? It's not copyrighted. I got it from somebody else too. All right, so let's go back. Let's go back to what we said. Y'all with me? Then verse 8, and Peter said to him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him. See, he still didn't understand. See, what Jesus was trying to teach him was the act of humility. See, you got to be humble, folks, before God can use you. Amen. It wasn't the idea of washing Peter's feet. But Jesus was trying to teach him. Now, I'm going back to the Father. God sent me, and I'm going back. See, now what you got to do, in order for this power that I'm going to give you, for this power to work, see, you got to be humble. Amen. Because, see, I already told you, Peter, I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom. What you're buying on earth is going to be bound. What you're loose in heaven is going to be loose. So, see, Peter, I got to prepare you. I got to get you ready. But the first step in getting you ready is you got to be humble. See, the same thing today. See? Same thing today. See, it's like I ask the question all the time. What's more important than the Lord's Day? I mean, if you got a piece of paper, can you give me one thing that you think that's more important than when the whole church come together in one place? 1 Corinthians 11:18, 23, 33, 1 Corinthians 14:23. We got an example, didn't we? That they did it, right? The whole church came together in one place, do it. Worship God in spirit and in truth. Now, what's more important? Do you know? I mean, can you really tell me? Can you tell me your job is more important than being with Jesus? I'm serious. See, that's where you got to think. See, that's how you examine, don't you? Because, see, when you take things and say, well, I'm going to do this instead of doing this here, well, see, you ain't submitting. And see, when you don't submit, see, you're gonna lose the grace of humility. Y'all with me? Because see, if we live to see Sunday, man, that's the greatest day of the week, amen. Am I right? See, and that's how you examine 2 Corinthians 13, 5. See how you look at it. See, that's where you look at it. See, when you sin, you say, well, why did I do that? See, what made me do it? Where was I at? When did I do it? And I just make notes. You understand what I'm saying? And then you begin to pluck them out. Like Jesus said, your eye, pluck, hand, pluck, feet, pluck. See, you get rid of it, amen. Why? Because you don't want to do it again. Because, see, if you keep doing, you're not going to be able to do what? Submit. See, Peter still didn't understand. Verse 8, he said, Peter said to him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Look what he said, thou have no part with me. See, if you can't have the humility to let me wash my feet, Peter, I can't use you. Same thing, John. He's simply saying, if you can't be humble to submit to my will, I can't use you. Right? Now, if you go put something over Sunday, or you think something more important at 11 o'clock Sunday, well, he's going to say the same thing. I can't use you. Right? And the crazy thing about it, you may say, well, I can go on Sunday afternoon. That's not the point. The point is, the whole church ain't going to be there. Am I right? Because he had told you. What? Your responsibility, right? See, your responsibility, by you being a member of the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12:12, there's one body, but there's many members, right? We're all baptized, am I right? Into this one body, am I right? We're all part of that one church, am I right? Ecclesia, that call our body. And because we're a part of it, right? Well, it's everybody's responsibility to come together at what? One. Am I right? And then it goes on to say, this is so important now. If you're going to be running late, see, like you tell us sometimes, you say, I'm coming. I'm on my way. Now, we start church at 11, but we're going to wait till you get here, right? We're going to tire you one for another. Why? Because we want you to be here when we get started. Am I right? Because the whole church got to do what? Come together in one place. Am I right? Y'all with me? Because he's telling here, he said, look what he said again. He said here, look what he said. He said, if I wash thee not. See, if you can't humble yourself to submit to me, thou hast no part with me. Same thing. James 4:7. See, James 1. Am I right? See, if you can't perfect, if you can't mature, if you can't endure, if you can't count it all joy, blessed is the man who endureth temptation. For when he endureth, amen, he's going to receive the crown of life based on the promise. Amen. But see, you got to do everything else. That's submission, am I right? You know what James said? See? Y'all with me? See? And that's what he's telling him. He said, now, you right here worry about me washing your feet. He said, you don't understand. See, but until you do, I can't have no part with you. Same thing. God tells the same thing. Well, when you sin, that will worship, am I right? See, it's not God's will, your will, am I right? Am I right? You one made the choice. God didn't make it for you. The only thing God do is legislate through the perfect law of liberty, am I right? See, that's when we got the perfect law of liberty, James 1:25, right? That's why James said, you finish at one point, you give up the whole world. You with me? Because see, if we don't do it, he can't have no part with us, John 12. See, because what sin is, God is not. See, and that's the point that we need to understand. Man, time moving on. Ooh-wee, look what he said. Then, verse 9, Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said to him, he that is washed needeth not to save to wash his feet, but is cleansed everywith, and ye are cleansed, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, you are not all clean. Talking about Judas. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was sat down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you. Underline that word, know ye. So you remember now what I'm trying to teach you. Know ye. Understand what I'm trying to tell you. See, understand what I'm trying to tell you. In verse 13, he said, you call me master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Now hold your spot right there and go to 1 John 1. See, if Jesus can wash our feet, am I right? If we can humble to be submissive to God, will we be humble and submissive to one another, am I right? And that's what he said. And then over in 1 John 1, Jesus talks about this here. And in conjunction with what Jesus said in the beginning, was the Word, and the Word was light. 1 John 1. See, in 1 John 1, he talked about this here. See, 1 John 1. See, you can't sit up here and say you submit, but hate your brother. Amen. Am I right? See, you can't sit up here and say you have humility, but don't have humility for your brother. Amen. Because they go hand in hand, don't they? Same way I wash your feet, where you wash your other disciples' feet. See, why? Because we all humble. We all part of the same body. Am I right? Am I right? See, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. Am I right? We are heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Am I right? So when you go to 1 John 1 and beginning at verse 5, he said, "This then is the message we heard of him, and we declare to you that God is light, and him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship," watch it now, "with Jesus and walketh in darkness, we lie and we do not tell the truth." Look at verse 7. That's that humility, right? "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship," what? "One with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all our work." See, if you say you are humble, well, because we're heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ, we're all supposed to be what? Humble. Why? Because as Jesus is light, we are the light. Because we are the light, we have fellowship one with a what? Not that, because we all are submissive to his will. Y'all with me? That's the reason why we're all supposed to be speaking the same thing. Am I right? Am I right? See, if we say women must keep silent, every church should say it. Why? Because that's what the Bible says. Amen. Am I right? If you're going to be in the light. But to do that, you must be humble to accept it and not kick against the prick. Or quench the spirit. Because anytime you're antagonistic, anytime you go against, anytime you are contrary to God's will, you are not in submission. Especially when you see it. Now, if it's opinion, okay, that's a horse of a different color. But when you read it in the book, am I right? Whether you like it or not, it still ain't going to change it. You can't change God's word. Amen. That's the problem, what Paul talked about with the Ephesus church. "When I depart, grieve with me, and I spend the flock speaking perverse doctrines to draw disciples after them." Or Romans 6:17, "with smooth words and fast speeches." What do? They deceive the hearts of the simple. Well, why are you simple? Amen. See, no Christian should be simple. Amen. Because guess what? We all on the same wavelength. Amen. We all got the same thing. We got the Bible. Am I right? We're not like in the dark ages when the Catholic Church banned Bibles. Nobody had Bibles but the priests. They caught you with a Bible back then, they killed you. We all can study, am I right? Am I right? I'm not talking to half of the church. Everybody hear me, am I right? Like that man at Walmart, or that in Fafia. He be in there every day, ready, you know what I'm saying? He said, "Do you see me now?" And I'd be playing with him. I said, "Do you see me now?" He said, "Yeah, I see you now." Every time I go, I said, "Do you see me now?" Do you hear me now? See, that's the whole point that I'm saying. God is no respecter of person. Amen. Am I right? And we all want to grasp the same thing. Amen. But you can't grasp if you're not submitted. See, and that's the point that we're saying. Jesus said, "Now you wash my feet, I wash your feet, you wash your disciples' feet." Am I right? Why? Because we all are the light. Am I right? And when we walk out the light as he's the light, we have fellowship one with what? Another, because we all are what? Humble. Why? Because when the whole church come together, we come together for one reason, right? Worship God in what? But see, you can't worship God in spirit and in truth if you are not humble or you submit. Because see, if you don't submit, he's not going to have nothing to do with you, right? James 1:7 said that too, right? See, same thing. See, y'all understand what I'm saying? Do it make sense? So that's the reason why I don't have no problem I thank God for it, amen. For leading me out of darkness, amen. I thank him every day, amen. You know why? Because see, all the only thing I want to do is do God's will, amen. See, and that's the whole point that we need to understand. Oh, we out of time. My, my. Woo. Ain't that good? Go ahead, Brother David. You've been quiet too long. Hold on, Brother David. Don't go nowhere. Hold your thought. Take it to him. You could have gave mine. All right, come on. Yes. Yes. How do you imagine?
Well, I finna say, Brother Lazar, that sometimes it's our long suffering. You know, if we actually were taught like the apostles were teaching in the Bible, you know, sometimes people would continue to go. But sometimes our long suffering is not there. Because I know I've been short plenty of times. I just said, well, they're a Christian. They should understand. But even with Paul, everywhere he went, he had those that were believers that still was questioning what was going on, but he still kept on teaching the same thing. He didn't go away from it. He didn't say, well, you ought to know by now. He just had that long suffering. And sometimes when we look at it, sometimes it's more us than it is the people that they won't receive it because of our long suffering and not continually teaching it because we feel like they ought to get it a couple of times.
Thank you. You're right. God is long-suffering toward us. He's not where the end should pay, but all should come to our repentance. Amen. But Galatians 6 has a question. Is that God would not be mocked? There's a time in a Christian's life that you walk on dangerous ground. And what I mean by that, none of us know where death is. Peter says it's better not have known truth than to know it and turn. So the question I'm saying, as newborn babe desire, we shall hunger and thirst after righteousness. How long do God have to wait? You understand what I'm saying? Now understand what you're saying. God shows us mercy. God shows us grace. But when truth is there, truth does not need to be shown for your will to be done or my will to be done because God's will got to be done first. You understand what I'm saying? A lot that we do, we do it out of ignorance. We just don't know no better. Right or wrong? See, we just didn't know. See, in Acts 19, they were ignorant. In Acts 8, the Ethiopian eunuch was ignorant. Right? Acts 26, King Magrapha wasn't ignorant because he said, almost thou what? Persuadest me. Am I right? See, so the point that I'm saying, yes, God is long-suffering toward us. He gives us grace. He gives us mercy. He gives us time. He puts us in the right place sometimes to hear truth. Called providence. Amen. But the Bible said God will not be mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, so shall he reap. If he sows toward the flesh, he's going to reap damnation. And he sowed toward the spirit, he's going to reap everlasting life. And that's a true fact. All you got to do, all I got to do, sometimes sit down, slow down, meditate, look at your life. If you get you a pad and begin to write down your shortcomings, and then you told the truth about them, you'll be so scared, you'll be shaking in your booth. Now, that's long-suffering. I mean, look how many people dead. Right? Sin killed them. Some of us may be in them same predicaments, but we still here. Right or wrong? Y'all understand what I'm saying? So the point that I'm saying, you're right. See, but when the word is preached and the word is taught, and you let will worship just take over, and you want your way, you want your will, and you begin to divert, you begin to pervert, you begin to add, you begin to be argumentative. See, that's not God's will. That's your will. Amen. And you're sowing wrong. And I tell you something else, I'm going to be quiet. When you act that way, Luke 8:11 said the seed is the word. It's some blocking the seed from the seed being able to penetrate. Because once the seed is penetrated, and if it's in good soil, it's going to germinate. Romans 10:17 said faith comes by hearing by the word of God. Ain't no way in the world you'd be here tonight and you hear us talk about Matthew 18:15. Are you here talking about you got all against your brother? You hear us talking about what we talk about, if God is light, and we need to be light, and we have fellowship one with another. Ain't no way in the world you're going to sit here and hear that and then be grudging or hating your brother. Now, it's time for examination. See, you don't heard it. Y'all with me? See, you hear it. See, if you didn't know, yeah, he may be long-suffering. See, it's like that man. He been getting these bulletins all the time. We've been talking about him. He been getting them all the time. Okay? See, but the seed pricked the wrong way. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm not through with him. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to go to him again. I owe it to him. You understand what I'm saying? Until I just shake the dust off. See, sometimes you just need to shake the dust off and move on with some people. Because if you don't, you partake of their evil deeds. You with me? And I'm not going to do it. See, I'm not going to justify God's word to appease somebody else. See, that's a problem you have. See, that's the reason why. You know what Paul said? He said, I don't want nothing from y'all. See, Paul never had that mentality because Paul knew that if you gave him, he could be beholden to you. Right? Because see, God's word gonna supersede. See, like people say, well, you preach this thing, you preach this, like that man said, you can't preach it hard. You ought to be tired by now. Why you could be tired? I can't wait for Sunday. I'm ready to shoot again. I just got through it. I'm waiting on it. Now I've been all up in the talk of monogamy this past week. I went in the holy, I went in the most holy. I may get in the holy tomorrow. All right. In preparation. I'm just waiting y'all appetite. It wasn't the whole church come together in one place. I don't know where, but the whole church come together in one place. Well, we're going to have a good time, am I right? Am I right? But one thing you do know, right? We sing with the Spirit, we sing with the understanding, right? We can build in our heart the Lord, right? Teaching the mind, right? So we can have what? Joy. All right? I'm going to keep on saying it. Tell you. Because, see, until you be transformed, see, worship ain't going to mean nothing to you. Then you're going to be